What is the situation like now in Gaza? We're in the second day of this ground invasion. It appears to be limited somewhat at this point, but have we seen any massive rise in casualties now, or is it just more of sort of this kind of slow trickle of casualties?
The details I have for you, Bill, are that the situation in the north has stabilized somewhat. And according to reports from Gaza, the Israeli army seems to have withdrawn from the northern areas. However, in the south of Gaza, in the east of a place called Khan Yunis, it appears that there is a fair degree of military activity and many people have been displaced. It's impossible amid the confusion of conflict to say exactly how many people have been displaced, and we're trying to confirm that. Of course, UNRWA, as it did in the north, stands ready to open shelters and to accommodate those who've been displaced, the sick, the needy, the elderly, women, children, civilians of all sorts. We have appealed, and I appeal again, for all the warring sides to respect the sanctity of civilian life. We call for restraint at this very difficult time, and of course we demand and urge the inviolability, and that the party should respect the inviolability of UN property and premises, because in the conflict in Gaza in 2008, UNRWA installations where hundreds of people had taken place took direct hits, and we have to avoid at all costs civilians being put in harm's way, because goodness knows civilians have suffered enough.
Right, and in that conflict in 2008 and 2009, 1,400 Palestinians died in that month-long ground invasion. Do you fear that we'll see something similar to those type of numbers as this ground invasion continues?
Well, that offensive, or that conflict in Gaza, as I should call it, in 2008-2009, lasted for 22 days. So we have to simply wait and see. It's really impossible for me to speculate about what the figure might end up being. A very large number of children also died during that conflict. So the concern, of course, is for civilians, women, children, and ordinary men who are not involved in this fight. Our concern is for the civilians, and we certainly pray that the numbers do not reach the sorts of numbers we saw 5 years ago.
Right, and even before this ground invasion started yesterday, we've seen pretty much a dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. And even before this 11-day offensive at all against Hamas, the situation hasn't been good. Can you tell me what Palestinians are dealing with now? We've heard of reports of no electricity. It must be hard to even find out what exactly is going on, even in their own territory right now.
The humanitarian plight of civilians in Gaza was desperate and has become absolutely catastrophic. Before the fighting, over 90% of the water was undrinkable. Millions of litres of raw sewage flowed into the sea every day. Those dependent on UNRWA for food was well over 800,000. Then the war happened. 22,000 people have been displaced. And the situation in our installations where these people are taking place is stable. We're able to take water and food. And of course, our concerns are for hygiene as well. We have unveiled a flash appeal for tens of millions of dollars, because we are going to need, and we on a continuing basis, money to continue with our operation dealing with the displaced and providing not just emergency services, but providing our regular services which have continued throughout the fighting of the last few days.